Good morning, afternoon, or night, whenever you happen to be listening to this, I hope you're having a wonderful day. This is In Progress, a devotional podcast. I remember as a kid, riding in the back of my mom's car, watching all the cars and people as we passed by. And I would even people watch when we went to the grocery store or to the mall. You ever did that? Just observe people and really think about just how many there are? And those were just the random people that we'd see in my hometown or the town next door. There's like 7 billion people on the planet, all with their own lives, stories, passions, and fears. And I remember at one point in my observations thinking, what if all of these people don't really exist? Like maybe once I was back home, they would just disappear. And at some point, I even thought, what if this was true for my family and friends? But since I saw them on a regular basis, maybe they just appeared and disappeared based on when I saw them. Like they were all just part of my imagination. You ever found yourself thinking that way? Maybe that was just a me thing. A kid trying to wrestle with the enormity of the world and my place in it. Which reminds me of Jacob, the brother of Esau in Genesis, who also wrestled with his place in the world. In chapter 28, he left his home because his brother wanted to kill him for stealing his birthright. He was on his way to a place called Haran, but before he got there, he set up camp for the night and went to sleep. The Bible says in verse 12, he dreamed of a stairway that reached from the earth up to heaven, and he saw the angels of God going up and down the stairway, and at the top of the stairway stood God, who then reminded him that he was with Jacob and would be true to his word to make the number of his descendants great and to give them the land he was sleeping in. God was reminding him that even at that time, when things seemed like they couldn't get worse, he was still working out his promises. The angels coming down to earth and up to heaven showed Jacob that there was more being done than he could ever know about. And just because he couldn't see it, didn't mean it wasn't happening. That didn't mean God was not still in control. Just because at some point he would wake up from this dream and no longer see God or his angels working all around him, didn't mean that God was not still there. He didn't just disappear just because Jacob couldn't see him. I think we should all take this reminder to heart that even though it may not feel like God is there at times, doesn't mean it's true. God is constantly at work for us. He doesn't just show up on Sunday in church and then disappear once we step out those doors. His Spirit is with us 24/7. Christ's sacrifice and resurrection ensured that. In fact, Jesus is the ladder between us and God. It's because of Him that we can see God working through us and around us. In John 1:51, Jesus says to Nathanael, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Jesus was referencing Jacob's dream, saying that he was the ladder by which God's work is done on earth, the same ladder in us. So when those moments and days come when you're stressed, worried, or just don't understand why things are the way they are, don't for a second think that God must not be there. Hold firmly to the ladder you have in Christ and know that God is working all around you. As always, thanks for listening. Keep up the faith walk. And remember,